4. Katie tried unsuccessfully to corral all the loose papers and get them back in their proper order. She'd spread them on her desk and was organizing them into piles when her phone chirped with a text message. She glanced at it and sighed. She'd forgotten about her plans with Gabrielle. She shoved the papers back in the folder and stuck the whole mess in her bottom desk drawer. She sent a quick on-my-way text, grabbed her bag, turned out the light, and headed for the back door. "See you later, Marilyn!" Katie shouted over the vacuum as she passed the file room. Marilyn looked up and waved. Katie had met Gabrielle Moldova during her first year in residency at University Hospital on her required obstetrics rotation. Gabrielle was a second-year obstetrics and gynecology resident, and she had taken Katie under her wing while the two of them endured 36-hour calls. On their busiest night, they had delivered 25 babies. The OB rotation had left little time for anything else, and they'd bonded in their shared misery. Both of them were now beginning real jobs, and scheduling time to see each other was getting more difficult. Katie steered her ancient Subaru hatchback onto the highway and let herself go on autopilot for the short drive to Ann Arbor. Gabrielle lived in a small bungalow, far enough off campus to avoid the noise and hectic energy of students, but close enough to enjoy the restaurants and shops that catered to them. It was mid-September, and the leaves in Gabrielle's neighborhood had just begun to change. The few reds, oranges, and yellows gave a preview of the days to come. Katie felt the energy of the campus coming back to life for the fall semester. Autumn always felt like the new year to Katie. She had lived on an academic schedule for so long, she made resolutions in September rather than January. Gabrielle swung the door open before Katie had even turned off the car. "You forgot, didn't you?" she accused from the porch. She was taller than Katie, with dark hair and olive skin. Katie thought she looked exotic and beautiful, and based on her active dating life, the male population agreed. "I made a new curry just for you," she said as Katie climbed the steps. Once a month, they got together for dinner and drinks. They tried something new each time, and eventually the competition had ramped up, with each trying to outdo the other.